The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, 14th of September, 2009. And thank you. You know, if you folks, I was watching television this weekend. Did you turn on the boob tube? And, of course, I saw the reports of Serena Williams threatening in New York because she stepped on the line to make a tennis serve, and she got called for it, and she promptly told a little Chinese-looking lady that was one of the umpires walking over and with her racket in the air and a tennis ball in her hand, telling him, I'm going to stuff this tennis ball down your effing throat. Now, this made news. But what happened on Saturday, on the 12th, was Americans making news. The 9-12 march in Washington, D.C., the Tea Party Patriots, I'm going to play you a clip of this. Of course, they had Majority Leader Dick Armey and Freedom Works President Max Kibbe and Representative Mike Pence, all good traitors to the country. You know the drill on that. But the people that showed up there, by and large, white, different backgrounds, classes, if you will, if you're into that class struggle stuff, if you got more than a Joneses, somehow you're better than they are. That's what we're told it to be American. But predominantly white people in all age groups from different backgrounds. And they showed up in Washington, D.C., not by the thousands, not by the hundreds of thousands. They showed up, and, well, ABC is trying to bat the numbers back. They first reported 2 million people, and then, well, it appears that it was only 1.2 million people. Folks, we've got the link on the website. It's an entire, I think, 2-hour and 50-minute presentation that C-SPAN, at least C-SPAN, covered it in its entirety. And I'll play you some excerpts out of this as we go on in the program. But here's the point. I didn't even know this happened. I had heard about the 9-12 thing and yes and all that, and that's fine, yeah. Okay, some people are going to show up and protest in Washington, D.C. They showed up, folks. They showed up in droves. They shut that city down. The crowds were, you couldn't put a shoehorn in between them from the Washington Monument all the way to the steps of the White House. All the way to the steps of the Capitol, rather. But did ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, anybody cover this? No, somebody had sent a clip, and thank you for posting it, Steve, the webmaster. They did a show on MSNBC talking about these wingnuts out here that think that the 10th Amendment is relative to anything. Oh, man, am I steamed.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
How many people attended Saturday's Tea Party, the march in Washington, D.C.? Story by Michael LaPrairie, published that today. He said, in contrast to the breathless mainstream media reporting that accompanied the Obama inauguration, they put it as crowded Washington as the place to be on the mall, a sense of being part of history at Obama's inauguration. Well, there was little mass media interested in Saturday's Washington, D.C. Tea Party. Most of the 9/12 Tea Party reporting has been done by conservative bloggers. Their efforts have resulted in good collection of stories and photos, including some things that the state-run Obama media probably doesn't want us to see. We may never know the precise number, but reasonable estimates put the 9/12 crowd at between 500,000 and 1 million. An estimated 2 million, allegedly reported by ABC News, was quickly retracted. On the other hand, reports by the mainstream press of merely thousands or scores of protesters was equally ridiculous. According to Rick Moran, an attempt by FreedomWorks to meter the protesters as they came up with 450,000 attending, Thomas Lifson quoted Dan Banna, a spokesman for the National Park Service, as saying the 9/12 protest was a record. We believe it was the largest event held in Washington, D.C., ever. Now, here's a story by Thomas Lifson, and I'll go back to the other one here in a minute. The truth will out, despite mainstream media attempts to characterize turnout as in the thousands. A spokesman for the National Park Service, Dan Banna, is quoted as saying, "It's a record. We believe it's the largest event held in Washington, D.C. ever." Now, Democrats and the media acolytes may wish this weren't so, but they may even employ the ostrich strategy, burying their collective heads in the sand, pretending that a major, important political movement isn't happening. But they only hasten their own demise by doing so. By the way, these pictures didn't come over, Chris, but I saw the pictures earlier. Gateway Pundit compared the litter left behind on 9/12 with the aftermath of the Obama inauguration, and you would think that it was Tent City people that attended. I mean, they left that place trashed. The pictures that came out after that 9/12 event was over on Saturday, you could have ate off the Washington Mall, folks. People that know what the word responsibility is. We know what our responsibilities are. It's these clowns in Washington, D.C. that don't know what theirs are. I'm going to play you some of what C-SPAN put up, along with the introduction done by Jenny Beth Martin. She was a Tea Party Patriots co-founder.
And we are taking you live now to the U.S. Capitol view of the National Mall there, where a protest rally is just about to get underway to demonstrate against government spending under the Obama administration. Some expected speakers include former GOP House Majority Leader Dick Armey, South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, actor and radio talk show host Stephen Baldwin, and Republican House leaders like Mike Pence and Tom Price, and as well as the author and motivational speaker Mason Weaver. This event is organized by a group called Freedom Works Foundation and a coalition of other groups, including the National Taxpayers Union and the Tea Party Patriots. Watching live coverage now on C-SPAN.
Now, this next segment is a video presentation that they put up on the big screens. And it's an introduction that runs about 5 minutes, but it pretty much encapsulates what the Fuhrer was about in Washington, D.C. on Saturday.
Nearly 200 years later, a sleeping giant has again awakened to a new threat on freedom. Lady Liberty faces her newest challenge. And across this great nation, a new generation of patriots is standing ready for her defense.
We need to speak out. We need to start taking some action. We start letting the people up in Congress know we're serious about what we're talking about.
The Troubled Asset Relief Program.
October 3rd, 2008. TARP 1 opens a Pandora's box with a glut of taxpayer money to stabilize the banking industry. May 2009. The effort fails. Government grows as many banks are taken over by force.
Fail spending.
February. President Obama signs one of the largest spending bills in world history. A stimulus committing generations yet unborn to a staggering debt obligation. By July, unemployment reaches new highs. Consumer confidence is low, and a country's economy stands on a knife's edge.
Taxpayer-funded hostile takeovers.
June. Taxpayer money bails out automotive manufacturers like GM. The numbers are in. Bailed-out manufacturers are still struggling to turn a profit.
An army of czars.
As of September 1st, more unconstitutional czars are appointed in the first 7 months of the new administration than in over 300 years of czarist Russia.
I think the sign says it all.
Cash for clunkers.
August. The too-good-to-be-true used car deal goes into effect. Within 2 weeks, it stalls out on the backs of government bureaucracy.
They will get their money, but we've got to process it properly.
It costs taxpayers an additional $3 billion.
It has been successful beyond anybody's imagination.
The August recess.
We have got to go to every town hall meeting. We have got to go to every elected representative and remind them that they're on our dime.
Stop spending our money!
Legislators come home to angry constituents ready to fire back. Town halls erupt with passionate disapproval of a health care bill gone too far.
You don't trust me?
Are they going to be willing to be on the same plan they're asking us to be on?
It'll be a cold day in hell before he socializes my country.
Calculations are adding up. $60 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Soaring national debt.
Government health care.
Executive pay control stalling. Stimulus. A constitution under assault. Liberty. It knows no political party. It is the gift of divine providence to all mankind. On this day, September 12th, America gives her response as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. From sea to shining sea, millions are standing as one to say, we will not be bought. We will not be sold a bill of goods. And we will not disown this Declaration of Independence. 8 years to the day, America looked up from the rubble. She saw with clarity her destiny. A destiny to defend liberty. And today she stands again with a clear eye and a firm resolve. Welcome, patriots, to your story. Our story. The story of we, the people. Welcome to the 9-12 March on Washington.
Coordinator, co-organizer for the 9-12 March on Washington, Jenny Beth Martin.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the official start time of the 9-12 March on Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for being here today. We had over 450 buses come here today. 450. We have people who are here from Alaska and Hawaii and every single state in this country. In addition to what we're doing right here, right now, we have two huge events going on around the country today. Washington, D.C. How many of you who are here were part of the 30,000 people that attended tea parties on February 27th? How many of you who were here attended tea parties on April 15th? Made some sort of personal sacrifice to be here. This week, when President Obama addressed the joint session of Congress, he said it was time for the games to stop. How many of you were playing a game in February? How many of you played a game on April 15th? How many of you were playing a game when you waited over 2 hours to get into a town hall to talk to your congressman or senator.
We'll take the break. We'll continue with this. Now, that was just Washington, D.C., folks, with well over a million people. And this was going on in a lot of states of the Union as well. There were millions of people protesting. What did you see on the news?
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
While you're listening to this, keep in mind that this was on whizbangblog.com, and they actually had pictures of the march posted. And some of the comments on this go as, you can count on the mainstream media, the same MSM that 63% of Americans distrust, to completely avoid the story. We don't report it. It didn't happen. At a minimum, another one writes in, 500,000 and more likely over a million. The length of the march, 1.1 mile, was completely filled for well over an hour to the complete width of Pennsylvania Avenue, 8 lanes wide, sidewalks included. And that also includes the Washington Mall, folks. It's a patch of grass that you wouldn't want to mow on the weekend. It'd take you a week. And all this moving wall of people, they filed in front of the Capitol. Others were indeed approaching from every other direction. The people who live and or work in D.C. know this was huge. And the moronic lowball estimates by some of the media just further discredits them. Another one writes in, well, you knew the mainstream media wouldn't report it, but you can be pretty sure that the Congress critters know exactly how many people were out there. I'd say the point has been made. Another one writes in, and they weren't bussed in. Now, folks, you heard her say 450 buses were there. Well, even if you put 100 people on each bus, and I don't think you can do that without much discomfort, that's only 45,000 people. There were well over a million there. So these people came on their own dime from all over the country, including Alaska and Hawaii. And as this person writes, and they weren't bussed in or paid for the day or given spiffy T-shirts. These folks did it on their own dime to show their unhappiness with the fools in Washington, not to show their support, not to worship at the feet of those elected to office, but to show just how deeply displeased they were. Most folks don't really care about politics, but if you go by the 1 to 7 dissatisfied retail customers dictum, for every customer who complains, there's 7 who silently took their business elsewhere. I was told years back, if there were 1 million people there, there's an additional 7 million who weren't quite pissed off enough to come to see something like this, and likely a lot more who were irked, peeved, and aggravated and annoyed, but again, not enough to travel to Washington. Is there any politician in the world who would look at the 8 million strong voting bloc and go, hey, what can I do to piss these fools off and seriously expect to keep their job? If there is, I'd be pretty cautious. A pound of feathers goes a long way, and a pound of tar carries easily. Another one writes, my guess is that the mainstream media estimates, crowd size by the mess that you leave behind, those picks are a pretty good indication of the greenest inauguration ever. Kind of set the tone for the rest of the policies to come. Another one writes, and I think it's time for conservatives to start referring to the old mainstream media as the state-directed media. It's not really run or controlled by the state, but it sure is directed by the state, well, at least when liberals are in control of the government. And let me remark on that. Because you remember a couple of years ago, there was a big brouhaha, are the medias really liberal? And this droned on for months and months. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this little three-ring circus and I'm thinking, I wonder how this is going to turn out. And all as it did, they reduced it to scratching each other's eyes out. And even the Obama Nation today, when he gave his little spiel on Wall Street, said Democrat and Republican, and then broke it down even further. Progressive versus conservative. Well, what conservatives was he talking about? Was he talking about people in this country that know Old Glory? Yeah, that they knew the Constitution was written, but they don't know quite when it was, and they don't know the details around it. And furthermore, they don't know how this Constitution, the official record of this republic, how many different ways it's been trounced. Now, when I was watching this, several things jumped out at me at once. As I said, hardly any black people were there. A lot of moms and pops and daughters and sons and their daughters and sons were there. And what really shocked me is when I get into this office today, I start seeing the photographs of this, and I was astounded. And I had been watching news off and on, as I always do, to check the ticker to see what kind of hutta that they're trying to shovel the American people. I have to, people. It's my job. But not one story anywhere did I see on this march in Washington, D.C., which by the Park Service's own account is the biggest ever in Washington, D.C. Now, wait a minute. I'm a little confused here, because if the Obama Nation coronation back in January had over 2 million people, and the Million Man March, that would be our dear friend Louis Farrakhan, that his agenda was to set up a Muslim nation within the United States. Yes, he wanted property ceded over to the Muslims so he could build his own nation state inside the United States. If that guy got 1 million people there, and the Park Service is saying by far this is the largest event ever happened in Washington, D.C., how many people were actually there? 1.2 million? 1.5 million? 2 million? Throughout the day? Who the heck would know? I mean, they have ways of figuring this out, taking aerial photographs and then blocking and then counting the little heads and doing the math. But there was well over 1 million people there, folks, and not one peep from the Zionist-controlled media in this country. Scratch, 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 liberal, social, communist media in this country. Things are going to change, folks, rapidly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I want to draw your attention to republicbroadcasting.org because up there is Project Camelot interviewed Jane Burgermeister. That is a lengthy video. And also, it will be posted. Well, wait a minute here. Let me see if this is it. Okay, up to 2 million march on Capitol protests. Let me open this thing up to see if it's got the link over there. Not yet. Steve Otero. Steve Otero. Come in, Steve Otero. He's going to post the link for... And let me make sure that it's not here before I say, get the thing up there. Yeah, it's not up there yet, but the link that goes to C-SPAN, rather than having you stumble all over the C-SPAN website, this will take you directly to the 2 hour and 40... Oh, there it is. Gosh, this guy's on the job. I just talked to him 10 minutes ago. Yeah, it's up there and it's posted. You know, folks, when I do stories on this radio program, and I talk to you about controlled media. I am not coming from this at a standpoint as, well, it's kind of got a liberal bent. Like you will see on MSNBC or MSNBC or whatever it is. What's the one with Keith Olbermann? What is it? It is MSNBC. And who and who is the woman that they have on there now? And it brought something to mind. San Francisco used to be known for Rice-A-Roni. Now it's Dykes on a Bike. This woman is a flat-out lesbian, and you just sees all over. I mean, it just comes out of the screen at you. When I talk about controlled media in this country, it isn't from the standpoint of, well, it's just they have a little liberal bias. No, I am talking about a totally top-to-bottom controlled media in this country. Now, I'm going to ask you people to do all of us a favor, because this wasn't no news of this, no mention, no pictures, no nothing. Down here in Austin, Texas, I monitor the local news programming, and it's really snooze. You know, they tell you that, oh, well, we're here for the community, and things you need to know we'll certainly tell you about. No, it isn't. And I can think of no better way to put this. Excuse me if it sounds a little crude. It's the general population's emotional tampon. Okay, they tune in to watch and see what the weather's going to do. Or they'll catch the Friday night football game, the half-hour special sports program they do on high school football. That's big down here in Texas, folks, probably bigger than any place in the country. They will tell you about local restaurants, or they'll do a local murder story. But there is murder being committed on a national scale by traitors that the length and the breadth, if you hooked them all together, you could go from the moon and back again. This is what I want you to do. I want you to contact their news department. Get an email. Get the link off of republicbroadcasting.org and send it over to them. And ask them why they didn't think it was necessary. Because they've got their feeds, folks. They got feeds to everybody else's networks and these TV stations. It isn't just, if you're an NBC affiliate, you just get the feed from NBC up in New York. No, they get feeds and they know what's going on. Contact the local station, find out who the news editor or director is, and ask them, flat out, why did you not think this was important to report on this? If not, as it was going on Saturday, kind of as an afterthought on your Sunday news program. And then send them the link. These people are more sensitive to the local population because the advertisers advertise for local businesses on their TV stations. Okay? They cannot exist. NBC is not going to shove bailout money to these people from New York to keep them on the air. What keeps them on the air is the local sponsors, the local businesses paying to be on there to run ads. That's what keeps these people afloat. And if you haven't noticed, on your local television feeds, whether you get it by cable or satellite or whatever, you've been noticing more and more infomercials. It used to be, folks, you could get reruns of I Love Lucy or Beverly Hillbillies or Mayberry RFD. And it didn't cost them that much to air that. And they didn't have to sell that much advertising to make up some money to continue the programming. Now you tune it in. I mean, a lot of these TV stations, you're watching infomercials in the middle of the day. Forget the nights. That's already filled up. They're starting to run these during the day. They are so hurting for revenue dollars. It is absolutely ridiculous. So what do you think is going to happen? You start contacting these local TV stations because you have a need to know, and you start telling them, say, look, you know, do you need a couple of hundred of my buddies to come down there and start picking around your TV station because you don't see fit to put out news that is pertinent and germane to the American people? Or Do you think your little enclave that's within your viewing area of your TV station is somehow kind of some lofty little place that, well, they don't need to be bothered by such bothersome things? It might cause them angst, or it might cause them to think. I'm serious, folks. Start pushing back any which way you can. Because if you haven't noticed, a lot of people in this country are trying to do this. Now, having said that, do I totally like the flavor of this event that went on, the Tea Party Patriots? You know, I don't want to get into classifying and grading patriotism here, but a patriot to me is a person that understands his form of government, that sees what has happened to the government, that does the research to find out what has gone wrong and who has been responsible, and then come up with the possible solutions to correct said problem. Up to and including a point that if we really have to be in service, and I'm not talking about Obama's brown shirts here, to step up and defend this country from its destruction, up to and including bearing arms, that is my definition of patriotism. Not a bunch of lily-livered sapsuckers out there that wave a Chinese flag on July 4th, Chinese-made flag, and they set off a few firecrackers and invite the friends over and grill some steaks and drink a few beers and basically make a damn fool out of yourself. I'm not talking about that kind of patriotism. This game has been run as recently as September 11, 2001. The government's way of telling you how you can be patriotic, how you can buy into the neocon crap so we can go blow up another country and kill another 1.3 million people. Oh, and by the way, the grounds are a little suspect, but we were doing the right thing. We were keeping America safe. Somebody asked me the other day, you mean you don't support our troops? Yes, I do. And I support them to the point that I don't want them run through another grist mill. I don't want one more drop of American soldiers' blood on foreign soil for some cockamamie idea of foreign policy or, quote-unquote, protecting national security or protecting national interest. And this story that somehow that the thing in the Middle East, well, it's really about oil. No, it's not. No, it is not. In every agenda, it is always multifaceted. Somebody's going to benefit somewhere. And if you shirk that off, let me just tell you what they have done in the security business since 2001. You know, if you didn't buy stocks in some security company, man, you missed out. Because everybody wants to be safe now. That is what you're being taught. You need a safety net. You need national health care. You need Social Security. You need the government. You need our wisdom. You need our money. And it's not their money. It is our money. Extricated from us against our will. For what purpose? So call up your TV station, call up your radio station, and ask these people, you know what? You want to know why your advertising is dwindling? Because you don't have any programming that is on your TV station or on your radio station that has the timidity, that has the guts to broadcast to the people the truth. Because it's out there. It is all around you. Time was, folks, we couldn't keep radio programming like this on a radio station. Because the ne'er-do-wells and the people that just wanted to do a little bit more business, they weren't interested in hearing what was really wrong. I'm not here just to run a litany of complaints. I can do that with myself. I can sit there and complain to myself. We are here to document what is going on in this country, how it has gone wrong, who pushed the agenda, and the solution to fix it. And time was, a few people would call up and go, you know what? I don't think I'm going to support Joe Blow's Tire Store anymore because I don't like the kind of programming you're running. Well, let me tell you something. The only people that fear the truth is a liar. The only people that refuse to hear the truth are people that want to be deceived. And they will sit there day after day after day and listen to liars and deceivers. Why? Because it makes them feel better. That's why. Which has nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with the truth. It's the best of times, and it's the worst of times. Now, we're going to have to go through this one, folks. I'm not selling you a panacea here. I'm not going to sell you any illusions of, well, geez, if just a couple more people get up and get angry and bullhorn somebody and carry a placard around, that, you know, somebody's going to get the hint and they're just going to fold shop and give us our country back. That ain't going to happen. What has gone on with Ron Paul's H.R. 1207? How many people in Congress, 285 or better? Senate's got its own version of the bill. We've seen the threats coming out of Geithner and Ben Bernanke, that you don't want to cross that line. No, we don't need the civilians or the politicians or anybody else in there looking at our books. Besides, Congress audits our books every year. No, they don't. Because once the American people discover, and a lot of people have been working on this, I have put my time in on it, you have put your time in on it, trying to wake up people to this banking cartel that has a stranglehold on this country. Unfortunately, there weren't enough people that were smart enough and act quickly enough to stem it. It's been brewing for a while, but it's here now. So do we really need this audit at, say, the end of 2010, maybe the first quarter of 2011? No, we need it done right now, because by the end of the year, the Federal Reserve needs its charter revoked. These people need to be audited. The Justice Department needs to start citing people for the thievery, putting them on trial, and then promptly throwing them in jail. That's what needs to be done, as if for no other purpose, to sound an alarm bell for the next scam artist that wants to come down the road and empty your pockets out, all the while smiling and telling you what a good service they're rendering in your behalf, for your benefit. Man. But another thought on this. What are they upset about? Well, were they upset about the Patriot Act? Were they upset that they show up en masse about the government tinkering around with the Second Amendment rights? And there's a reason why the Second Amendment is right in behind the first one. That is under attack as well. Hate crime legislation has been passed. You want to tell Obama that you think he stinks? You can do that. But we're going to have to send you a mile down the road to the free speech zone. It is an inherent right of people to voice their opposition and displeasure of the government. We have a right of redress from this government. They started getting a flavor here when these town hall meetings were going on and these stupid schlups out of Washington, D.C. thought that they could go to the American people, hoodwink them once again, and try to convince them that we need the abomination care. People slapped them back, and these are people that I dare say, if they've ever read the Constitution, it's been a while, maybe since school, high school. But they got a flavor. Somebody put a name to it. Give it a name. They said, well, that's socialism. So what did they start doing? They started parroting the word socialism. Somebody mentioned, well, that's not constitutional. They started pairing. Oh, that's not constitutional. In order to have a free and open society, people must, absolutely, this is a prerequisite. This is not a request. They must know their system and form of government so as to do their own check and balance to keep these critters in line. And we were off with our credit cards for some 40, 50 years, folks. We were taking our vacations to Hawaii and, you know, playing with the kids in the summer and, you know, buying big screen TVs and having barbecues and buying kegs of beer and having the friends over, and all that's fine. That's part of living life. Who doesn't like to have a cold beer during a barbecue? Hell, that's as American can be. But they didn't want to get involved. They wanted managers to manage their lives for them. If something was too difficult, well, we'll just have somebody else take care of it. Oh, well, that guy said something pretty good. I think I'll vote for him, or I think I'll support that guy over there. Just leave me to be comfortable once again. I got to get back to my beer and my steak. You got any money for your beer and steak now? How's that working for you? This is why, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not against the 9/11 truthers out there. Do not get me wrong. But when I saw the bankers rolling over this country the way they did, I yelled foul.
An important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They railed against the crowd. Another red tag band.
We're back. Program note. This Friday, Barbara Jean is going to cease doing her daily program. from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. And she is dropping back to Sunday. And, Chris, what time slot is that? 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.? It's the old Jack McLam spot. And, yes, I've already had the calls, and you can quit calling here. If you need a fix of Jack, he's on Genesis if you want to go over. He does a program there Monday through Friday. There are several reasons why I had to do what I did. I would like to get Richard Mack up, and I've known Jack for a number of years, and I thank him very much for his service to this country and what he's attempted to do. But I need people that are a little bit more active. I'm trying to get Richie Mack to do a program on this network. People are out there beating the pavement, and Jack's getting up there in years, and he's got some health problems as well. So I figured I'd give him a little break here for a while. So don't despair here. If we have time here in the future, we'll bring Jack back. But for right now, Barbara Jean, she has been doing a fantastic job. She brings up and interviews people every single day. And I've listened to her program with great interest because she is getting up there in years. But I'll tell you what, she has a very clear definition as to what she is doing and how she wants to do it. And I didn't want to lose her. So in the meantime, she's going to drop back to that Sunday. You know, because this network is about education, folks. It's about bringing the people up that have the information. It's about the talent of the talk show host to discern what's important here and then relay that to an ever-starving, truth-starved public. So I only have one bird for right now, so I need to maximize that time. So I'd like to personally thank Jack McLam for being on this network. He's been on this network for some 3.5 years. And if we have a time slot available that comes up in the future, we'll certainly consider it. All right, 12 to 2, okay, on Sundays. So Barbara Jean will be doing 12 noon to 2 p.m. Sundays Central Time. John in Colorado. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Got a couple of things here. You mentioned the town hall meetings. A couple of things about those. One is they are Delphi-facilitated events. That is a way of making it appear that there was public participation when you had already predetermined a result and you're just using them as a rubber stamp. The word is spelled D-E-L-P-H-I. You can go look up on the net what the technique is. The town hall meetings...
Now, hold on. Let me clarify this, John.
Good.
Are you talking about what they morphed into or spontaneously what they were when they first started?
There was nothing spontaneous about any of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, this has been going on for a long time. In England, go ahead.
You know, I'm a little confused here because I know what the attempt was to try to condition and make people believe by these politicians crawling out of their critter holes in Washington, D.C., moving amongst the public to go out there and try to diffuse the anger and try to explain this, that it
is... Well, you mean did it all go well for them? No, apparently not. A couple in California had paramilitaries there with sonic weapons.
Okay, well, but the point is, you see my point here, that it was just not... If this was an exercise that was run to somehow placate and to, I don't know, calm people's feathers or even to maybe use it as a steam valve, you know, like the old pressure cooker. If you don't release some of the steam, the damn thing blows. I would say this pretty much blew up in their faces.
I think so, too.
Hang on one second. Let me bring you over into the next hour here. 800-313-9443, folks. Are you waiting for something? Well, wait broke the wagon down. So many people have waited for their ship to come in. The dock rotted, dry rotted, and they fell in the ocean. And they're out now all wet. What are we waiting for? It is starting to happen right before our very eyes. What are you participating in? What are you doing? We'll be right back. Hour 2 coming up.
With recent internet...